Hello, everyone. My name is James Sagerton. This is the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for December 20th, 2022. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sharon Adams? Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Kamau Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson? James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young? Okay, you have six, and that is a quorum.
Okay, let's go ahead. R. Paul, I gave you a better email for, who was it?
Yeah, you sent it to her too, right?
Yeah, Sharon. So I'm just wondering, she may not have gotten a notice about this meeting. Would it be possible for you to contact her while we start this? Actually, you're going to be taking, you know, that's going to be a pain in the neck. You're the secretary.
Yeah, it's going to be, okay.
Fred, do you have a way to contact, do you know how to contact Sharon Adams?
I have an email address. I think I have an email address. I'll try and send an email to her.
Please do that, because she probably didn't get a KPF, you know, she didn't get a notice from Otis, probably.
Okay.
Hey, Julie's on the line.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for joining. Okay.
Sorry, I'm
so,
late.
No worry. We had some technical difficulty, and we've had some other difficulty with our agenda. So we did the roll call. We have a quorum now, and, of course, Julie is with us as well. So let's go to the agenda. The agenda is very simple tonight. It is 1, convene the meeting. 2, roll call. 3, adopt agenda. 4, minutes for 3 minutes. 5, report from the executive director with Q&A if needed or available. And 6, adjourn to executive session. And
I haven't gotten this in email yet. Okay, wait a minute. I got some email just came in. Some guy.
I got mine.
Okay, and I've got something, yes. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so there we have it. I left off the chair's announcements on this agenda. I'll just say briefly, we did receive advance notice that Susan Young would not be with us tonight, and I want to let everyone know who might have been tuning in before this that Bertel Reimers has given me permission to say here on the stream that he has COVID, and so he is not going to be with us. We will be unable to review the WBAI budget with him tonight. So that's going to shorten our meeting considerably, and that will take us to – well, actually, did we actually adopt the agenda? I don't think we did.
No, and somebody has something to say about it.
Oh, okay, so let's hear the discussion.
There are no times on any of these things, except for
minutes.
Why don't we put some times on there before bloviationism happens and we're in here at 11:30 at night and we're still on this small agenda?
I don't think that's going to happen with the few people we have here, but let's put 30 minutes on the report for the executive director. That's what we've been doing lately. And I don't think it'll take that long, but if you want to put 9:30 as a time to adjourn to executive session, I think that'll be good. I think we'll get to it sooner than that.
Okay.
And so now, is there any further discussion of the agenda?
We'll make that no later than 9:30.
Sure. I don't hear any other discussion. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll go ahead with that then. So I was explaining that Sharon was not going to be with us. Bertold is not going to be with us either due to another bout with COVID. And so that takes us to the minutes. R. Paul, I don't remember seeing any.
Whoops. Well, I sent out two. And one of them went out on Sunday. One of them went out, I think it was early to the wee hours of this morning. So I will make a motion that we adopt the that we approve the minutes of the November 8th, 2022 NFC meeting. Actually, I can do both of these together, I think, can't I? I move that we approve the minutes of the November 8th, 2022 NFC meeting and the minutes of the public November 15th, 2022 meeting.
Is there any discussion? Changes?
I didn't get the November 15th. I got the November 8th.
Okay, I think we can suggest that if you didn't get them, I didn't see them myself. I'm just not going to.
Well, it went out at 3:13 this morning Eastern time.
Yeah, so they're out there. They're out there. Some have seen them, some haven't. They're always subject to revision at a later date. So if the question now is, will you have any objection to approving these minutes? And if you haven't seen them, you can just remain silent. You don't even have to say, I'm going to abstain. You just remain silent, and then you can review them later and come back with any changes if you wish. Is that appropriate, Arpal? Does that comport with your understanding? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go back to where we were, asking if there was any other discussion. Hearing none, now I'll ask if there's any objection. Hearing none, we'll consider them adopted, but remember, as I said, subject to change anytime in the future. Okay, that's done. Thank you, Arpal. I know those minutes are arduous and tedious to do. Now we come to the report from the executive director. Stephanie has joined us. Thank you very much, Stephanie. The floor is yours.
Of course, yes. We are very happy to say that Markeisha has been able to pull and finish the September consolidated financials because we were able to work out and fix that problem that we were having accessing Great Plains. And all the units were able to put in the financials that they needed to put in so we could finish those financials, and Markeisha sent them off to me to review. So she and I are going to take another look at it again tomorrow, and I'm in the process of writing the narrative to go along with that, and then we'll be able to send those out to everyone. I just wanted to give it another look over and talk to her about that. So that will then enable us to be able to have a complete set of financials for fiscal year ending 23, which then also prompted a conversation this afternoon just via email, but with our auditors. So we are able to start putting together and mapping out what we need to do and putting together that timeline to begin our fiscal year 22 audit. We also are working with Otis for a modification of a document upload system that he has already created that some of the divisions are using. I know the WBAI uses it. And we had been going kind of back and forth. Nita had been using DocuLink, but we don't really want to have to pay for that system. So we've been, Markeisha and John Amelia and I have been working with Otis to try to talk about what we need for our own in-house document upload storage system. So there, he's been having some conversations. We had a group conversation, and then he will be talking with Markeisha as well as far as what kind of, what we need to do to modify it and make it workable for each of our divisions. And then we'll be able to upload the invoices and the receipts and things that we need, which will make it much easier to then again begin with our audit process. So good steps moving forward with what we need to do with some of our financials, and we will again have the September consolidated financials for everybody soon. Any questions?
Yeah, you say.
I'm going to put myself on the stat, but go ahead, Arpal.
All right,
let me see if anybody else wants it.
come out of that.
Gotcha, come out. Anybody else?
Julie.
I'm going to put myself at the end of all of that, and probably my question will be asked by then. Anybody else? Thanks for waiting, R. Paul. Go ahead.
All right. You say WBAI already has this?
They've been using, yes, a DocuLink or a system that's a document upload system. It's basically, you know, they scan in their invoices and then they're able to.
The thing that went to NETI. Oh, okay. It's not
exactly.
Like stuff we were using. Okay. Thank you.
No. Because we haven't had a document storage system, and now it's just when invoices and such have been paid, we're just kind of scanning them and attaching check requests and just keeping them in, you know, we need to have one document loading, you know, one document system, and we would rather keep it in-house. We would rather monitor it in-house and be able to make any sort of changes that we have also in-house. Plus, it's free. So we're working on that. But, yeah, WBAI has been using it already.
Yes, I agree. That would be a good thing. And we did have document storage and everything, but it was called Yahoo, and they said, goodbye, kiddies. So it all went away.
Right. So we're also working on it, not only just with the document. This is the Finance Committee, so we're also working on modifying it for what we need for the financial documents, but we will then also be modifying it for documentation that we need for any of our FCC compliance. Also, we want to modify it so we can have one central place where we can keep and access motions that have been passed. We also want to also modify it for HR documentation. So granted, it's the holidays, but we've met a couple of times already. And then I believe Markeisha and Otis were meeting again this week. And then we'll be, again, continuing to work on it after the Christmas holiday coming up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Now we have come out.
Thank you. Stephanie, does WPFW use this already? I think we are, right? Are we using this?
They possibly do. The only sheet that was shared with me, or the screen that was shared with me, was what WBAI has put in. But because of where Otis works, but I'm sure that they are already. So it's going to be a system that people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't require a lot of training. We just want to make sure that we have what we're going to put into place is, you know, the sort of the hierarchy of where what files will be called, a naming system that will be consistent across the board, so we don't have people just randomly putting in receipts and then having to, you know, sort of look them up, have it match up with the GL numbers, so we can then pull reports very easily. So that's kind of what we're working on now, a lot of that behind the scenes of how things will be titled and how things will be input, so we can have consistency.
Okay. You mentioned GL. Just a quick follow-up. Do the treasurers ever receive GL detail from – I know we have the financial statements, but is there ever a issue of a GL detail by month or for the year? Did that ever happen?
I don't know if that has happened. There should be, and there we're also, once we kind of figure out how things would be coded into the document, the document system or the document retrieval system or the upload system, then we will have, you know, like a manual that will say these bills need to be put into this line item, or this should be going to this GL, because that's sometimes they just are randomly put into whatever GL the business manager might think it should be connected to. And then, you know, Julia Kennard had to kind of go in and figure out, is this the best place for it to be? Is this, you know, so we'll be able to have some sort of system if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, GL details are very helpful if possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to add a quick comment that we had a policy not to release that to the public because there might be some confidential information in there. So I presume that would not be going public. Is that right?
Correct. It would not. Yeah, and there would be no reason for it to be public. That's just kind of internal,
right.
Internal practices. Yes.
Gotcha. So not to be shared with the Finance Committee, with people that are not don't have confidentiality agreements.
our fiduciary responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Catch.
Yeah. No, understood. Yep.
Good. Good. Thank you. And now, Julie.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you, Stephanie, for Markeisha's efforts, you know, to regain complete access to Great Plains and to get all the data in. And I mean, this really does feel good. And I know it was a long slog, and you know, you kept getting different answers as to, you know, why it wasn't working, when it wasn't working. So this is great news. And the other thing I wanted to echo is, you know, probably the need for a treasurer at each station to be able to see, you know, some of the coding details, because I think, you know, we've gotten a lot of things miscoded using the chart of accounts in the past. And, you know, one of the things that's going to be important going forward is to make sure that we're, you know, appropriately coding in, sorry, I'm outside. There's a lot of noise. Appropriately coding things by line item. And also, I love the, you know, the document upload system for receipts and invoices. This sounds great. I don't have any particular questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Julie. Any comments, Stephanie?
We are very excited as well. When the consolidated financials came into my inbox, yeah, that was just an immediate calling of Markeisha, and there was a lot of whooping and hollering, and very excited. So, yeah.
Great. And, yeah, I wanted to add my happiness about that. I know, it, as Julie said, it was a long slog, difficult to figure out what was going on, and it's a great relief to hear that you have figured out what's going on. And I do not want you to interpret my question as, but what have you done for me lately? But I hear you saying now we have financials through September 30th, which, you know, we had August before, and now we're through September. And of course, we have to start working on the audit. But I guess, when could we expect possibly to see, you know, October, November, and of course, December is coming up. Will that be falling in line, you know, fairly easily now that we have Great Plains up again?
Yeah.
I realize that it will take some
time.
He's
already working. Yeah, he's already working on October, and it's making sure that, because for the September financials, we were behind with one of the divisions getting their information input correctly. And so now that that has been done for September, he's already working with them to make sure that they get October and November in also in a timely manner. So those should be pulled soon.
That's very good news. Very good news. Anybody else with any questions on this? Don't hear anybody. Anything else you want to say, Stephanie, as part of your report?
No, I'm good. Thanks. I'll save it for closed session.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions for Stephanie on other issues? I have one quick question, Stephanie. I know this is not your area, but since I was kind of following it, and I have not spoken to any of the tech people within the past couple of days, although somebody did call me, I didn't return the call yet. And I know you were, you know, you were repeating what you were told to describe to us what was happening. Do you have any description of what they finally pinned it down as? You know, it kept changing as to what the problem was, and then they were narrowing it down. And do you have a description that we could understand?
I don't really have any sort of detailed description at this point as to what the whole problems were, but John is keeping track, and he will be able to provide just a little narrative or a summary of what the issues were, just so we can make sure that we don't run into those issues again.
Good.
But I don't have anything right now, but I'll share whatever I get.
Got it. Another quick question. I had asked you this before, and I imagine there may be no change. Has Netta gotten any further payments?
No,
But I do understand they're still being as cooperative as possible with us. So that's, yeah. We certainly appreciate that from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else with any other questions?
This is Grace, just with a
question. Go ahead, Grace.
So we now have financials through November 2022. Did I get that right?
No. I'll let Stephanie answer that.
October?
Yeah, we have financials through September, so the end of our fiscal year 22, we have that complete, and then we are now working on the October and the Novembers, but we're just making sure that the information that still needed to be put in from the divisions has been put in correctly, so then we can run those reports as well. But we should have those soon. We're just confirming to make sure that.
Okay, sorry, I got that wrong.
We can have good data out. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay. Not hearing anything. Unless anybody has some other...
One other question.
Go ahead,
so any profit and loss statements or other financials like the September financials are not to be distributed beyond this National Finance Committee. Is that correct?
The policy is not yet. Once we review them, Stephanie said she wants to review them one more time before she sends them to us. So hopefully we might have that shortly. Then we'll review them basically to look for major mistakes that would be, bad PR or bad, upsetting to our public. And then once we've reviewed it, then it can go to, the treasurers can distribute it to the finance committees and on to the public, and then it's fair game.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a big improvement. Very happy to hear about that. You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay, why don't we go ahead then to the executive session? And we'll see what we have.
Are we adjourning to executive session right now?
That's what I was suggesting. And I'm going to ask Fred then to cut the stream and let me know when he does that.